We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Gwynn Show, Gwynn and Chris today. Tony Gwynn Jr., Coach John Katara sitting in for Mr. Ello. Mr. Ello will be back in on Monday, but we're going to get out and... I've interviewed this gentleman for years. I love this guy. He's a great writer, covered Major League Baseball forever, and doing a bang-up job covering the National Football League now, continuing to work for the great paper, the LA Times. Mike DiGiovanna joins us on 97.3 The Fan. It's been a while, Mike. How are you?
Mike?
Well, I thought Mike was... Mike, you there?
I am now. What happened?
I don't know. I gave you this Hall of Fame introduction, and I guess we didn't punch the right button. But how you doing?
I'm fine. I completely miss it. I'm hopefully you prop me up a little better than I am. You know, I appreciate that.
Well, give us, in a nutshell, what it's like with having two NFL teams right now playing as good a football as anybody in the league.
It's different. You know, we've been the desert, the NFL desert for 22 years. And, yeah, I was here. I'm so old. I go back to the Rams and Raiders, and they had a couple years where they were both really competitive, and it always made it interesting. And then, poof, they were both gone after 94. So it's really exciting. I don't know how, from a fan standpoint, you know, how full the Charger bandwagon is, if at all, right now. But certainly from a Rams standpoint, you know, they kind of had a leg up on the Chargers coming here a year earlier, coming back to a place where they played for 46 years, where they had a lot of tradition, you know, played in Super Bowls. So they had a definite advantage on the Chargers. And the fact that they are, if not the best team in football, one of the top two, and so exciting, I think it's really put a charge back into, you know, just the whole football fandom experience in L.A. So, and now the Chargers are, you know, I don't think they're quite as good as the Rams. I'm still not convinced they are, you know, one of the elite teams in the NFL, but they are very interesting. You know, they play an exciting brand of football in a stadium where there's no bad seats. So if you're a football fan, it doesn't really get much better than that.
Mike, Tony Gwynn Jr. here. I was tipped off right after the draft by second baseman D. Gordon about Derwin James. Him and James go back a little bit. Tell us a little bit about this guy. He is just really lighting the defense up, lifting him up, I should say. And he's got to be one of the front runners for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
He is, clearly. He's already being touted by a lot of people who are way smarter than me as the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. And when you consider he was taken 17th overall, I can't remember the breakdown of offense and defensive players. I'm guessing he was probably one of the top 10. But, you know, most people thought he was a top 10 pick. Chargers jumped on him when they had the opportunity. And if you watch, like, the first half of that Steelers game last Sunday night, he, even though they were down 23-7, he pretty much kept that team in the game with his interception, with his play. And then he had a couple of big plays in the second half. He is he's long, he's strong, he's fast, he's physical, he's intuitive and instinctive. And you really this is only my second year covering the NFL in a while. I always thought for rookies, that sort of that transition from college to the pros took a solid year, you know, to get their feet on the ground and figure out what's going on. And really, since the second game against Buffalo, he's been like certainly a Pro Bowl caliber performer, maybe All Pro, I don't know, but he's been, probably their best defensive player all season. And for a kid you just got in the draft, boy, that's that's really good for the Chargers.
We're visiting with Mike DiGiovanna from the LA Times, covers the National Football League. I want to talk about Anthony Lynn. I brought up to Tony earlier, you know, we were talking about Rivers, we were talking about Gordon, we were talking about Derwin James, and I said, you know, I want to talk about Anthony Lynn because I go back to last year when they got off to that 0-4 start, and I'd listen to him. Here's a rookie coach trying to get his first win. That man stood at the podium, answered all the questions to the best of his ability. You could see the disappointment, but you also saw him knowing that he had something maybe down the road that was going to be okay, and you know they finished very good last year. Could you talk a little bit, Mike, about covering him and what kind of guy he is on a daily basis, you know, as a coach and dealing with the media as well?
You know, I covered Mike Socia for 19 years in Anaheim with the Angels, and you know, I'm not going to put him in that caliber just yet. He's only in his second year, but he reminds me a lot of him in the way that he's very even-keeled. You know, you mentioned the 0-4 start last year. There was never any panic from him, never any real heavy criticism of the players, took a lot of the responsibility, felt like they were doing some things and just not getting doing some things right, not getting the results, you know, sort of that stay the course mentality. And then they started winning games and they get on a roll and they finished 9-3. And I think that did carry over a little bit into this year. I didn't cover, you know, the Mike McCoy teams, the Charger teams of the past decade, but from people you talk to, the players you talk to who were here, it seems like he's instilled a level of toughness and professionalism that, you know, I don't want to knock the previous staff because I wasn't here, but they've raised the bar in those areas. There's a chemistry here that maybe wasn't there in the past. These guys are really... You hear this a lot almost every week about guys playing for each other, about guys sacrificing for each other, putting the team ahead of their own personal stats and all that. And sometimes it's just lip service, and sometimes I think there's something to it. And this team does seem to have a camaraderie that that I think starts at the top. You know, I think they've got two pretty good coordinators. They have some good coaches. But I think Anthony has really instilled a toughness and a work ethic. And I think the fact that, you know, even though he wasn't a star NFL player, the fact that he did win two Super Bowls with the Broncos in the late 90s, you know, that carries some weight in that locker room.
I'm sure that carries a lot of clout. The players all chasing that same trophy, and he's got two on his mantle. Mike, I have to ask you, Joey Bosa returned in Week 11. What has the coaching staff seen from him, and as well as the defense overall since he's returned?
Yeah, I think he's gotten better each week. You know, he was really limited with the snap counts the first week. Got a sack in a second game, and last week, you know, really the whole line, the whole D line for three quarters didn't get much of a push against Pittsburgh. And then I think it was really early in the fourth quarter, Joey had a huge sack for a loss of 10 yards that really pinned the Steelers back and forced them to punt on two plays later. So I think what's going to happen is, you know, Melvin Ingram on the other side is probably getting double teamed a lot. Teams aren't going to be able to focus, put as much manpower into blocking Ingram on that side. That's going to sort of level out the line. And I think that the combo, and we saw this most of last year, when Ingram and Bosa are rushing off that edge and applying pressure, it's going to really improve the whole defense. You know, the secondary doesn't have to cover as long. The quarterback's rushing doesn't have time to go through his progressions. That kind of pressure is really good for the Chargers, and it allows them to not have to blitz as much. That's one thing I've noticed last couple weeks. You know, if you saw that second game of the year in Buffalo, I think Derwin James blitzed about 9 or 10 times, and he really, really dominated that game. But as we saw with Pittsburgh, you know, Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, you need Derwin back to provide some help to those corners. So if you can get a really good pressure up front with just four guys, it's going to really help your defense.
Hey, Mike, we'll let you get out of here on this one. And, you know, I'm really interested. I followed your career, and you talked about, you know, being with the Angels, and I brought it up when I introduced you today. And now all of a sudden, Mike DiGiovanna is working and covering an NFL team. Could you talk a little bit about, and I feel bad for the baseball fans because, you know, they got used to reading your writings, but now you're covering the National Football League. What's it been like for you? I mean, it's almost like when you go into an NFL deal, it's like you're almost starting all over again.
Yeah, it was tough last year because I hadn't covered football in so long. Before I answer that question, I will say I still do cover baseball. You know, I'm going to be backing up with the Dodgers and the Angels next
okay.
year as
Good.
I did this past year. For me, it's just been a really nice change. You know, the pace is really nice. The road trips are a lot shorter. And the guys are, you know, I found the guys, I don't know, boy, it's tough to describe. The guys in the NFL, you know, we're not in that, and Tony can attest to this, the writers aren't in the locker room nearly as much in football as we are in baseball.
Yeah.
And we're not in there every day, you know, for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then after the game. It's limited access, so it's strange, but I think these guys just don't get sick of us as much as baseball players.
<And we're, laughs>
I
Good
mean,
point, Mike.
I'll be very honest with you, and, you know, it works both ways. I think some of the writers get sick of some of the players, too. They just don't seem to look at the reporters as suspiciously. A lot of guys are eager to talk to reporters, if, you know, maybe stretching that word a little bit. Certainly, as with any locker room, clubhouse, there are a couple of guys who maybe are a little tougher to deal with, but I haven't found the Chargers as a whole there to be any real difficult guys to deal with in there. And then, you know, I think Philip Rivers sets a tone. You know, he's so darn talkative and open, and every week, you know, just fun to talk to. And I think some of the guys follow the lead there. You know, so you have some veterans, Antonio Gates, Melvin Gordon, guys who are really good with the press. So I think that sets a tone. And I just think the fact that we're not just oppressively in there, you know, 2 hours, 7 days a week, I think it just helps the relationship. And the games I've found are pretty cool. You know, once a week, it's an event. Every game is huge. Every game matters. And, you know, it's a violent, vicious sport. And one thing I will add is this is by no means in no way am I saying I don't respect baseball players. I have a ton of respect for them. But NFL football players put their lives on the line literally every week.
Agreed.
When you step onto that field. And there's something about that just from my perspective, you know, that I really respect. You know, and these guys touch a lot of flack for some of their political views, some of their protests. But, you know, they don't have guaranteed contracts. The concussion problem can be out of control. The health risk of playing this sport is incredibly extreme, and they don't get to do it that long. You know, their careers are so much shorter than baseball players, NBA players. So I just think I have a respect for that.
Very well put, Mike. Hey, happy holidays to you and the family, and thanks for the time today. And great to read the LA Times and see your name up on those articles.
Same here. I appreciate it, guys.
Be well.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike DiGiovanna from the LA Times, and nice enough to join us. I've had him on. I remember one time interviewing him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.